Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Susie Prez here today, and it's nice to be back behind the mic. It's been a while. I have to thank Chris Bessler for covering for many, many weeks, all through the election cycle. He did election 2023, so thanks, Chris Bessler. And today is Wednesday, November 22nd. Getting real close to the holidays here. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We hope everyone has a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. And there will be no morning show tomorrow, by the way. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. Today I have in the studio, and I want to thank Jason Wiley. He's the City of Sandpoint Parks and Recreation Services Superintendent. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll get to hear all about what's going on at Parks and Rec Services in just a moment. So let's turn this down a little. There we go. But first, it's always good to hear about the weather, I suppose, because it is the interesting thing that anyone can talk about anytime. How's the weather out there? Well, from the National Weather Service, we have currently 34 degrees and it's raining. Today we can expect mostly cloudy, a high of 42. Tonight, 20% chance of rain, and then a slight chance of rain, and then maybe snow with a low of 30. So if it's raining at 30 degrees, it's pretty much snow, Jason?
It's snow.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving Day looks beautiful. So for all those people traveling, friends and family coming into North Idaho, good news. Sunny, becoming sunny all day, high of 44, perfect Thanksgiving weather, and then Thanksgiving evening, clear with patchy freezing fog and a low of 22. That might be our low so far, right? It's going to go lower, just so everyone knows that. Winter's on its way.
Yes, it is.
So there's that. And we have a couple other things we want to talk about. But I think we should just get to the interview because you're here. I'm sure you have a busy day. I'm sure you have a busy life over there at the City of Sandpoint. Again, welcome and thanks for coming in. Why don't you, Jason Wiley, you are the superintendent of Parks and Recreation Services, City of Sandpoint. We're fortunate, extremely fortunate, to have a great recreation department and all those services you provide, beautiful parks. So why don't you give us a little picture of the scope of operations and maybe the mission of your, you know, the department, the division that you supervise.
Thanks, Susie. Well, I appreciate you having me on this morning and getting a chance to talk a little bit about some of the programs we've got coming up and everything. You know, the City of Sandpoint Parks and Recreation Department is all about providing quality services, programs, and facilities to the citizens of the community. They really do, you know, highlight a community in many ways. So I'm so proud to have been a part of this and create what we have around here. The programming is really my specialty and what I focus on. And so that's a lot of what I want to talk about now. But the Parks and Recreation Division covers park maintenance, park development. It covers programs from youth to adult and everything in between. So it's a pretty broad spectrum of stuff that we do.
I didn't realize that you were in charge of maintenance of the facilities called the parks here.
I am not in charge of the maintenance.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
But we are all one big team. So
how many employees do you supervise about?
How many do we have in the apartment?
Yeah.
Full-time staff, we're at about 8 to 10, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Okay. And what do they do? Just manage the programs or?
Yeah, it varies depending on your role. So we have a rather large park system. So we have a lot of our full-time staff is dedicated to our maintenance and upkeep of those facilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the mission is to provide
Quality recreation programs and parks facilities to the citizens of the community.
Yay. I think you're doing a great job. Like I said, we are very fortunate. I think it's one of the key elements of this community is, I mean, we have, well, why don't you tell us? We have a lot of parks. You could even list them if you want. Go for it, Jason.
Oh, there are a lot of facilities. We've got Memorial Field. Next to that, we've got Lakeview Park. You go kind of across town over there, we've got Hickory Street Park.
Sweet little park that the neighborhood knows about, but it's kind of hidden over there and it's really sweet.
It's a lovely little park. It used to be the city shop. And then when that moved, it was converted to a park. the, you know, on top of that, we have our kind of the sports complex of Traverse, Centennial, and Great Northern as well. You've got Farman Park downtown. You've got Jeff Jones Town Square. And, of course, it's the city beach.
And what would Sandpoint be without our beautiful beach? I sometimes try to describe where we live here on this planet and in North Idaho. And describing the lake and that city beach, it's everything almost, you know.
Yeah, and it's hard to put into words if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. You drive across the Long Bridge, you know it's a special place. So, go ahead.
I forgot where I was now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had a little coffee, so I can remind you. Let's see. We're talking about all the different facilities, so that's the scope of the city of Sandpoint. And, what's going on? What's kind of the highlights of each place? We know City Beach is the lake.
Oh, City Beach is the swimming, the lake, the summertime, the sunburns. You know, we've got the basketball courts there. There's tennis courts there. You can play pickleball there. And then the volleyball has been huge in the summertime. If you've ever been down there in the afternoons, those courts are packed.
Right. Just a little note, a little tiny story from my own life. Typically don't bring stuff like that in, but my son was born in Iowa. And I thought to myself, we have to get him back to Sandpoint where there's the city beach. There's this beach. I want him to grow up there. And I envisioned him playing basketball at the city beach basketball courts. And that's exactly what he did as he grew up.
Wonderful.
And he's 36 now, and he remembers every day there. So, and this, of course, the rope swing, right?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
The old rope swing. Okay. So that's City Beach.
City Beach. You know, Memorial Field's a gorgeous facility that's been redone. I mean, that gets used phenomenally from the time the snow melts off until the time it's done for the season. So, I mean, it's a great facility, a wonderful place. You know, I played there as going through high school. It was a facility I played at, but it's an amazing facility.
Right.
And an amazing location there on the lake as well.
So it's baseball.
It's baseball, softball. The main pitch has football, soccer, and lacrosse lines on it.
So okay. It's a beautiful, what do you call it, stadium?
The grandstands, yeah.
The grandstands.
They're awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, wait a minute. Right now, currently and for a long time, the festival at Sandpoint, two weeks in the summer,
yeah. No, it's a heavily used facility, and it's really great. It's nice to, the artificial turf allows back-to-back uses by user groups without having to impact the, you know, tear up the grass. So that's kind of a cool aspect that's been able to add.
So
increase usage.
It's become a positive, because there's always controversy around any change, but you have noted the benefits of that.
The increased use has allowed the community to use that facility at much greater volume. So.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
And then, so next to Memorial, why is it called Memorial Field?
It's War Memorial Field.
War Memorial.
It's War. Yeah, War Memorial, because we have the War Memorial for the veterans at the. It would be northeast corner of the park,
okay.
And if you haven't seen that, that's amazing. We just got a new bench put in there to replace the old bench that was there, and the county's veterans department stepped in and helped with that one as well. A beautiful bench there. So if you haven't been by that memorial, take time to stop by, check it out, look at the new bench.
Yeah, a place to pause and remember and be grateful.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Lakeside.
Yes, Lakeview Park.
Lakeview.
Great little park. It's got paths and trails through it. The Arboretum is in the back of it. Museum is there as well. It has a nice playground, shaded areas, tennis courts, and pickleball courts on the back edge.
Oh,
so it's a fun little park.
Yeah, a great children's playground, too.
Yes, for sure.
So the city's always kind of upgrading, it seems like, to the next phase of offering to the scope of our community from little children. The one thing we don't have is an outdoor swimming pool.
No, we have City Beach.
Well, that's true. That's right.
We have a giant swimming pool.
Right. Thank you. Exactly.
So there's a lot of different things. You know, when we take advantage of the facilities we have by adding some of our programming in and do those kind of things to highlight our things. You know, if you switch over to Traverse Park, we've got the baseball fields, the softball fields, tennis courts, and the skate park, which mm-hmm. is a hugely used, one of the amenities that's used very heavily all year long, as long as there's not snow on it.
Well, let's talk about the skate park, because I agree with you. I love watching the kids. You learn mm-hmm. agility, you learn all kinds of stuff. And just tell us about that and how that came about and what the next phase is.
Oh, I'm not too involved with the program, with the planning on the next phase of that one. So
okay.
I'm gonna defer on that.
Sure.
But you know, the skate park was put in around the time I was hired here, and so I wasn't necessarily involved with that program a whole lot. But it was a fun project to watch come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And our former director Kim Woodruff really kind of spearheaded that with some other members of the community to push it past that point and get that put in. And it's been a great amenity in the park for years. For the kids.
I worked at the Waldorf school for years, and we watched that go in and how much it was appreciated by, you know, the very first people that said, skate park, we can see what we can do. And some of those kids are really good.
Oh, it's amazing what some of them can do.
And I walk by and say, put your helmet on. But okay.
You know, and that whole kind of you know, and then we've got Centennial north of there, which is open fields. So, you know, we play soccer and lacrosse and other thing on that. And then Great Northern's kind of the same thing up there. So open sports fields for play, which is really fantastic. You know, while we're kind of on the topic of that location, specifically Great Northern, I kind of want to segue into the turkey trot once right now. So those of you that know.
It's coming up.
It's coming
it?
Up. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Turkey trot is always on Thanksgiving. I believe this is the 15th year we've been doing this. It's really great. We do it with the partnership with the Lighthouse Y. It's also with the Bonner County Food Bank. So they will have a van there. And the price to get into the turkey trot, so to speak, the price of registration is to bring a donation for the food bank. So that's it. The race start. It's not a race, actually. It's a fun run. And so when you get there, we start the fun run at 9 o'clock. You want to get there early to sign up your sign waiver and sign in and drop off your donation. It's a fun event. It's super low key. You're going to keep your own time. The path's there. But the trick I want to, a little tip I want to make sure everyone knows is that we are hosting it out of Great Northern Park this year. Traditionally, we hold it out of Traverse. It's just much easier to move it up to Great Northern for this year.
So that with Great Northern, you access that off Lincoln, past the church, keep going
correct.
North. On Lincoln, yep. And there's an entrance
right there.
To Great Northern.
If the parking lot is full, I have worked with the church. They're very wonderful people, and they've allowed us to use that parking lot as overflow as well for that. So
I bet you'll need that. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's usually a really well-attended event and a lot of fun. So, and the weather's going to be nice. So if you guys are looking for something to do, you want to stretch your legs a little bit before you eat a whole lot of food, it's a good little event to come out for and helps the local community by giving some good donations to the food bank.
Do you have different levels for like children and adults? Because it's not a timed race. It's really just, let's just have fun and run around the park.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's have fun, jog around the park. Some people walk it. Some people run it. So it's a big event. I mean, you get people that show up in insulated, you know, their big insulated jackets and their hats and their mm-hmm. mittens, and they're sipping their hot coffee. And you get others showing up in shorts and tank tops and their running shoes ready to crank out a 5K and,
serious.
Blistering speed.
Serious
so
runners.
It's just a lot of fun, and everybody has a good time. We raise a little money raise a little food for the food bank. And
yeah. The added benefit is start your Thanksgiving in a serious way of giving thanks.
Exactly.
By giving.
Exactly.
So fantastic. So that's tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock.
Starts at 9 o'clock. Get
there
a little
early.
Bit early so you can sign in. Mm-hmm. And
doesn't cost anything but some donations to the food
that's
bank.
That's right. Donation to the food
bank. What
are
some good donations, do you think? Just
usually things that are non-perishable items. So, you know, your canned goods, mm-hmm. dried goods, those kind of things is usually a lot of what
okay.
a lot of what they can use, because then they're shelf stable for a while.
I know one thing about the food bank this time of year, they need all the help they can get. It's, I don't know why that is, but believe it or not, in this community, there is issues around food, and the food bank gets very low on supplies. So perfect time to give as much as you can.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Turkey trot
great.
Tomorrow.
Turkey trot.
Has anyone ever dressed up in costumes?
They do, actually. People dress up in costumes, and we have a gift certificate we give out for the best costume. So usually we pull everybody in the crowd forward, and we pick one out, and that's the little the little kicker competition that we have.
So there you go, folks. You can dress up now. I'm thinking all of a sudden, what would I wear?
Yeah.
But, you know, I live over on the west side, and Great Northern and the next Centennial, those two are my walking route every day.
Well, you have an advantage. You know the terrain.
I do. I know every tree, and it's a beautiful park. Yeah.
It is. It is. So it'll be a fun time tomorrow morning. So I hope some of you get to come out and join us.
Yeah, there you go. We'll mention that again at the end, just as a reminder.
Yes, yes. So and remember, Great Northern Park, guys.
Yeah, off Lincoln.
Off Lincoln.
Yeah, there will be two entrances to the church there, and then also to the parking lot on the very north end. So
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We've got some new programs for this this winter. Which one that we had this last Friday was Stories and S'mores in the Park. Mm. So we did that one at Hickory Park. Sandy Compton was our storyteller, so it was wonderful to have him come out and share with us.
He's really good, isn't he?
He is really good.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, it was well attended. We had about 20 people show up, which for a first time event, I was happy with. Everybody had a lot of fun. They had some s'mores, listened to some stories, warmed up around a campfire. And it was a good time. So we're holding three more of those this winter. Our next one is coming up on Friday, December 15th. We'll be at Lakeview Park. And Matt Loam is going to be our storyteller. He's another local author. The next one after that is going to be January 19th. We're holding that one at Great Northern Park. And then February 16th will be at Farman Park.
So is this for families?
It is for families. It is for whoever Anyone. Wants to come in. It's a pop-up or drop-in program. Just kind of reminding people that you can still get out in the parks and have a good time in the wintertime. It doesn't always have to be swimming and the traditional sports, but there's other things to come out and do, and kind of gets people out, and you can have a warm snack and listen to some cool stories and people talk about some experiences they've had. So,
well, how cool is that? I'm just curious. This is a new program, as you said.
Yeah.
First one just happened. Others are coming up. How does a new program come about? Someone had an idea.
That's usually how it is. Someone has an idea, or you have something you want to highlight. Or you have a new route you want to go, and so you find it, like you have a new facility, or you have a park that you want to see people increase the use of a little bit because you've got some great amenities there, and then you could find a program that fits that and put that in there. It's kind of a placemaking focus, which a lot of people are working on right now, including us.
Placemaking focus.
Yeah. Okay. For programming.
What a great idea.
So, and then others is someone comes in with a great idea, they have a skill. Mm-hmm. Skill or ability they want to share with people, and it happens to work out that, and there's a demand for it that meets. You know, we send out surveys and get public feedback on what the community is looking for, and then we try to fill where we find the gaps and the holes.
Right.
To provide more opportunities.
So that's one just happened. It's called S'mores and Stories. No,
Stories and S'mores. Yep.
And so, do you actually have a campfire?
Yes, we have a fire there.
And so people roast marshmallows?
Roast marshmallows, yes. And I want to also mention, this is a collaboration and partnership with the museum and the library.
Oh, nice.
So I'm working with both of them. They're the ones helping me get the local storytellers and authors to come in and do this stuff. So a big shout out to both the museum and the library for partnering with me on this program. So
great. And more coming up. You can always go to the website, right?
Oh, yes. You can always go to sandpointidaho.gov, go to the Parks and Rec Department, and we've got all of our information listed there. Click on the registration tab. That'll take you to our online catalog, and it has all of our programs and all of our descriptions. We've also got a Facebook page, which is a wonderful resource to take a look at to see what we have. We're posting stuff up there on a regular basis.
So like that. What is the name of your Facebook page?
It has a long URL, but if you go to the website, you can link straight to this Parks and Rec webpage or Facebook page from there. So,
and then you'll get announcements and notices.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. We also send a monthly newsletter out middle of the month, talking about what's coming up the upcoming month, and that goes out to our email newsletter as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sign up for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another new program we're doing a little bit of winter break fun for the kids. So everybody's out over the winter break looking for something to do. I'm hoping we get a huge dump of snow, because one thing we're doing is a snowman contest.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to totally spill the beans on this, but it's going to be a lot of fun. People can you'll be able to get your snowman kit and make your snowman and then submit it. And we'll find little ways to reward people for being creative with their snowman kit. So it's going to be kind of cool. So I'm hoping we get a dump of snow sometime before the break is over.
Okay.
We're also doing a scavenger hunt, once again, partnering with the library on this one. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. So I'm kind of holding this one, and we're going to push it all out right before the break.
Sure. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Parents will appreciate that.
Yes.
Too.
You know, we're in full swing with our fall programming right now. Our youth volleyball program is right in the middle of going. That one wraps up on December 9th. That's for grades 3 through 6. It's a really fun program. It's a 2-hour block for the kids, kind of a different format than we've done sometimes in the past. But they show up and they the clinic and practice for an hour, and then they scrimmage for an hour. So it's really great Saturdays. Everyone's having a lot of fun with it, and it's fun to see all the smiles on the faces.
And where does this take place?
We do our games in the middle school gym.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, it's wonderful.
How many volleyball courts can you have in the gym at one time?
The gym supports two. So it's just two. Mm-hmm. And it's a great facility for holding youth sports. We've also started our open gym basketball program. So that we do that in the high school on Sundays.
Sunday nights.
From 3 to 4:30 is for youth. And then 4:30 to 6 is for adults, and that's Sundays at the high school gym. It is $3 a person for the adults to get in. It's free for the kids, so feel free to check that one out. It's a really great program. It's just open gym basketball. Go in, play a few games, take off, and have fun. Just keep you active throughout the winter. So yeah. That program, we generally start mid-November and wraps up middle March. So
I know when my son's in town, he tries to hit that one.
The holidays, it always kicks up because everyone's back in town and want to get together and do something, and it's a lot of fun. And some people are really, really bummed when it stops in March, but it's the weather starts turning into March and everyone starts going outside. So
right. We have a lot of basketball courts. There used to be one at Lakeview Park down.
It is still there. Yes.
Okay.
That facility is striped for both pickleball and for basketball.
Okay.
So it can be used for either sport. So it's still there.
Lakeview, Pine Street. Is that part of the city?
Yes,
complex?
That is. Yep.
Pine Street.
City Beach. And Hickory has a half court basketball court as well. So yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. There's several outdoor courts.
I bet there'll be more eventually.
Things always change. I'm sure.
I know. Okay. What else have we got going on?
Youth basketball is coming up. We've got that registration open right now. This is a program for grades 3 through 6. And registration deadline on that is January 7th. That program gets rolling, start games on February 3rd and runs through March 9th. Great program. We've had it for years. You practice one day a week. There's a 90-minute practice and then games on Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful time. So you can find out more details on that, once again, if you go and check out our website and look at our online catalog. But the registration deadline for that is January 7th. So that's right after the kids get back from the holiday break. So if you're thinking about getting your kid in basketball, go ahead and register them so that you don't forget about it with the holiday hubbub.
Right.
Definitely.
Do you want to throw that website out there again?
The City of Sandpoint's website is sandpointidaho, all spelled out, .gov. So sandpointidaho.gov. And then go to the Parks and Rec Department, and we've got tons of information there. If you're also looking for more information on the parks and the facility side that we have, there's a really great informational page that covers the parks and talks about the different amenities in each one. And
kind of all that you're talking about right now.
And even more than I can remember.
Yeah.
Kind of dovetailing with youth basketball is our Little Dribblers program. I love this program. It's a first and second grade basketball program. It's run clinic style. So the kids get the chance to rotate through clinics, focus on skills, and then we do a little scrimmage at the end of each day. Each time. It's usually broken into two different time periods back to back because I get enough kids that first graders are in one, second graders are in another. It's a lot of fun. I always need some volunteer coaches for this from the parents, but we've got some pretty good instruction and step-by-step guide on what to teach the kids. It is a fun program to teach and to see because these kids are having fun and learning a new sport. And
right.
It's a lot of fun. That registration deadline usually happens around the same time as youth basketball, maybe a week or so later because it starts a couple of weeks later as well. So, okay. And that's running mid-February through the end of March. It'll finish right before the school district takes their spring break.
Perfect.
So, it's a lot of fun. We've got some other programs on here I kind of want to highlight as well. Our adult co-ed volleyball is getting ready to kick off. Women's volleyball is going right now. We'll wrap up this next Monday and Tuesday night with that program. And then starting in January, starting January 8th, running through March 12th, is our co-ed volleyball for adults. That happens out at the fairgrounds. The registration deadline for this program is December 10th. That's going to be here before you know it. So if you're interested in getting a team in, get your team together, go online, get that registered. We've got spots left in our A1 league, our A3, and our A4 leagues. I believe A2 is full now, but you can go online and check that out for sure.
So all these different programs that you have, who's supervising them or teaching, you know, these young children to learn how to dribble a ball, you know, who are the instructors?
A lot of the programs I hire temporary employees mm-hmm. to do this one. A lot of them have athletic backgrounds. They're mm-hmm. former coaches. We also heavily rely on volunteer coaches from the parents to step up and give us a hand with some of these things. Yeah. We've got guidebooks and instruction booklets. And in case of like the Little Dribblers program, it's actually a step-by-step guide that I have. We have put together
a program.
So, mm-hmm. so it's broken down your first 5 minutes and this is the skill and this is how you teach it. And to really make it easy for parents to get involved and become a part. And I really wanted it to be a teaching tool so they could learn at that beginning age group and beginning stages on how to teach some of these skills to the kids, kind of give them a little bit of a chance. If it's something they enjoy, they can continue with their kid throughout. Because it's a great experience.
Right.
I've had the pleasure of being able to coach my kids as they were growing up. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's really a wonderful thing to do that.
It's a deep love, I'll tell you, when a child gets it. And it goes through your whole life. And like you just said, then you can become a teacher to your own children eventually and bring that same enthusiasm and love for the sport, whatever it is, baseball. So how would a parent get involved? Just talk to you or?
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you've got a kid in the program, every single one of our youth programs, if we need volunteer coaches, there's a box you can check that says, yes, I will coach.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, if you check, yes, you will coach, when I run off those reports on what we have for our rosters, I print that and I take a look and see who we have and mm-hmm. give you a call and get in touch with you and discuss it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. If you need training, we've got training mm-hmm. and take it from there. So it's really a big part of our program, cool. a lot of our programs, and it's a lot of fun. So, and like I said, I also do hire coordinators and officials throughout that. So, all of our youth programs usually need a coordinator to run it. With youth basketball coming up, I need referees for that one. So it's one of our larger participant programs, and every year I need youth basketball officials for that one. And that's a lot of fun because you're not just blowing the whistle. Uh-huh. You're teaching at the same time. Sure. So you blow the whistle, and you know you're going to see a perplexed look on the kid's face. And so you get to go, hey man, you know you can't dribble it out of the line and then come back in. You know, you have to stay inside here or pass it. Oh, okay. So kind of fun to, you know, they get to do a little bit of teaching as well as just blowing the whistle. So
Right. That's
a lot of fun.
Yeah. So,
and you know, on top of, I know I keep like more, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. We've also got coming up in the springtime, we've got a youth track and field program. So this would be the third year we've been running that. Very successful. Couldn't do it without the cooperation of the high school track team. Because those wonderful kids do some of our coaching with the groups of youth that participate in this program. A lot of fun. You can check out all the information on it and some more details online. Registration for that will open up in January, beginning of January, and the program starts end of March and runs until early May. So tons of fun. We had over 100 kids participate in that one last year, rather getting exposure to all these track and field events and getting a little taste for the sport. So really a fun program.
So that's in the spring more. And so where does it take place?
We do it at the high school track.
Okay.
So, so the high school track
drainage.
Team has their, well, they have their practice and then we have our practice
Okay. Afterwards
with these guys. And they only practice one day a week and they go and they get a chance to try out all the different events.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, the high school kids there to help out. It's amazing. It's amazing, amazing program. Once again, so many of these programs are really dependent upon the collaboration with other groups. It makes things, especially in a community like ours, so fantastic and can enhance all the programming.
It is pretty incredible. When you talk about, because I'm curious, track and field, it's not something I'm real acquainted with.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's lots of different parts to that. Obviously running, But are we talking jumping over things? And
yeah, so you've got, you know, it's track and field. So the tracker are traditional, or your running events. So you've got your sprint, but you've got sprints, you've got hurdles, you've got long distances. So you're going everything from speed to endurance. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, you've got your field events, which get into the jumping and the throwing.
Okay.
So like you got shot put, you got discus, you got high jump, all those events. So
we have those facilities and that equipment available in our community.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, we kind of every spring in May, and that's why the program ends the beginning of May, the kind of the culmination of that program is with our community track meet. So we in cooperation with the school district and the high school track team, we held a community track meet in the beginning of May, which has been really cool. And so it kind of culminates with that program, you know, with the free community track meets. You don't have to be part of the track program, the youth track and field program, to be part of that community meet. So that one's open. So it's really cool. So, you know, keep your eyes out in the spring for those promotions as well. So
sure. And what are those called? Like just all community?
Well, that's just a community track meet.
Yeah.
Right. Community track meet. So it's open and free. It's a lot of fun. So, and like I said, it's just, it's the kids come down and they're trying things out and they're having a lot of fun and they're getting some exercise and smiles all around. So, but bring an umbrella because it seems to rain for at least 10 minutes every time.
That's great. I just want to remind our listeners, you KRFY listeners, this is The Morning Show. And I'm Susie Prez, and I'm here with Jason Wiley. He's the supervisor of the Parks and Recreation Services for the city of Sandpoint. And we're talking about all of the facilities and programs. And we have beautiful parks here. And as Jason pointed out, we don't need an outdoor swimming pool. We have the lake. And, you know, you've gone over, Jason, you've gone over the kind of the fall, late fall and winter programs, early spring programs. But what goes on in the summer? Is it, do you have teach to swim programs down at the beach? Do you have, you don't have to go over them all, but just kind of like what sports and activities are kind of incorporated, because we already have, is baseball included in that?
Baseball is not run through the city
because
of Sandpoint,
they have so Little Leagues. It's
the Little League Association runs it. Yeah, okay. And they do a fantastic job. So,
but they use the park system.
But they use the park system. Yes.
So how does a tennis group, like from the high school, it would be the high school, how do they access using the park?
There's a process you go through where you fill out a request to use the park and get it scheduled on there and go from there. So, you know, once again, I want to say our website is a wonderful resource because if you go on there, there's a link to the forms and it has all the forms there. You know, if you're just inquiring, you know, you've got a group, you just pick up the phone, give us a call. The number to our main line to the office is 208-263-3613. We'll be happy to point you in the right direction or help you as much as we can to get things done and get you out there and having some fun. So, you know, the summertime, we have a lot of different programs and things going on. There's an adult softball program. We got men's league, women's league, and a co-ed league. So that pretty much plays from the beginning of June until the end of August. So that's wonderful. That one happens at Traverse Park. We've got, like I said, there's tons of other activities going on from the other groups as well. We have a very large tennis instruction program. So that runs from the week that school gets out until the beginning of August. Wow. Each week we've got tennis lessons in there for youth starting at 8 a.m. They finish up about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Our adult lessons are run a couple days a week in the evenings. We've got an adult doubles league that runs pretty much all summer. So that starts mid-May and runs all the way until the end of September. So that's a pretty fun league to have going on there. On top of that one, we've got a variety of different classes. Some classes, as well as, you know, we got first aid CPR classes for the community. There's classes in the beginning talk about route finding, hiking, safety, some of those kind of things.
Orientation, kind of?
A little bit, yeah. Uh-huh. Map reading and route finding, so, which is kind of fun. I had one year that was called How to Not Call Search and Rescue. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's good. Do you have one called How to Find the Best Huckleberry Patches?
Oh, that's top secret.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not going to divulge that.
You're not going to do that one. Okay.
There's also in the summertime a new program that was started, historic walking tours. So our through our Arts, Cultural, Historic Preservation Officer, put this stuff together. And so we had walking tours, historic walking tours in Sandpoint. They'd meet at the Panada and they'd take a walk around Sandpoint and talk about the different history things. It was a really great program this last summer, and they're going to continue it again coming up this coming summer. So looking forward to that. Really great program. You'll have to look for the promotions. Information on that will be out in our summer booklet as well.
Right. And something like that is not just maybe for local people, but people visiting the community might be interested in that too.
Oh, it's a wonderful resource to learn about the history of the place you're at.
Right.
For that. So, yeah, a variety of programs, youth sports camps, and other things that are going on in the summer. So
a lot going on, basically. Do you ever have basket weaving or anything like that?
We used to have basket weaving.
I remember.
I haven't had it for years.
Was that with Sharon Gunther?
Yes, Sharon, yeah.
Right? Best basket maker in town.
She did a wonderful job. She ran a bunch. She had a whole variety of programs she did. So it was really great when I had her on board to help out with those.
So there you have a mini picture. But as you've said a couple times, people can go, and it is a great website, by the way, to the website, sandpointidaho.gov. Look under Parks and Recreation. It's extensive. There's all kinds of links to signing up for programs, helping with programs. I have an idea for a program, whatever it might be, to continue to bring this great services and programs to our community. And so there you go. Anything else you'd like to say?
Register for the programs and come out and see us tomorrow at the Turkey Trot. Remember, the Turkey Trot's at Great Northern this year. So come on down Lincoln, get your parking spot, come on over, get a little bit early. And I'd like to challenge everyone that shows up. I want to see the van from the food bank dragging on the muffler as it leaves the parking lot. So if you can help me do that, I want to fill it with food and make the muffler drag.
Right. And even if you don't want to run or walk around the park, you could still bring a donation and watch people do that. And there, you may see some really interesting outfits and costumes.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Okay.
For
so
sure.
The Turkey Trot starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow at Great Northern Park, which is on the northern part of the whole Traverse Park complex. You access it off from Lincoln. There'll be two areas you can park in, the church or the park itself, and bring a donation for the food bank. They need it desperately.
That's right. And I want to thank the food bank for partnering with us on this, the Lighthouse YMCA, and the church there for letting us use the parking lot. So
there you go. Okay. Well, Jason Wiley, thank you so much for coming out today. I just want to remind our listeners that if you didn't get to hear the whole, this is great information, by the way. It's always nice to let our community know the wonderful parks and recreation services that are provided by the city of Sandpoint. You wonder where your tax dollars go? Well, here's a place that is all-encompassing and for our community. And thank you, Jason Wiley. You're the supervisor of this division of the city of Sandpoint called Parks and Recreation Services. Got that straight. Again, that number, if you want to call and find out, or website, again, the number is 208-263-3613. Or you can go to that website, again, sandpointidaho.gov. And get involved.
That's right. If you ever have a question about a program or anything, feel free to reach out to us. And we'll get back to you and see what we can do to help you out.
There you go. And again, if you didn't get to hear the whole interview, you can go to our website later in the day. It will be on our website as a podcast, krfy.org. And I'm going to just let our listeners know while we say goodbye, we're going to hear a tune from the Shook Twins. This is off their new album, Some Good Lives. They will be live in the studio this afternoon at 4 o'clock to tell us about their upcoming Saturday concert at the Panada called Giving Thanks. They've been doing this for many, many years. And so Lori and Caitlin Shook will be in the studio. I'll be talking with them at 4 o'clock today. They're going to have a couple of tickets giveaway to that concert. So here's the Shook Twins right now. No Choice is the name of the song, and I'll be back with more information, news, and events right after this song by the Shook Twins, No Choice. Again, thanks, Jason, for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.